person, we want to help him as much as we can, but our own, when we talk, for example, about the trade building, we're smoking opiates, we're going to be in trade building, never. I mean, the idea that, right, so I'm moving the other direction, and that's the thing that, I can talk about, we talk about, I'll give them a little pass, and in fact, we'll go try, but at the present time, Harkey is modifying his bill slightly, and it's going to pass slightly, it'll pass, and it'll pass a little veto, I promise you, they will. The affection of sentiment is terribly strong now.
I think, Mr. President, the way to put that proposition to him in a way that he can handle it in Europe is to say that the Europeans have to take account of our own needs in order to get the larger partnership in the security and political field. That he's willing, that he can handle. But today, I talked to Bertrand yesterday, he wants to talk to you first about Vietnam and Indochina.
Good.
And
about South Asia.
And South Asia.
Good.
Then he wants to move to the Middle East.
Good.
Now, we've had a communication from the Russians, which I've given him a copy of,
right,
just urging that we start talking again.
I think we do have to do something in the Middle East. I don't want to get into that. Well, yeah, we can. You don't... let me suggest this, that you and I ought to get some time, and so we can talk not only about Vietnam, we can handle Vietnam, you know, there's nothing to do but negotiate there, you know.
But I have your guidance.
I get up and tell the person we don't know what the hell we're going to give them. I have to do that for the Congress. But let me tell you, we know what the hell we're going to do. We're going to do it. And we're going to... Nevertheless, I think the Mid-East, though, we ought to talk about before you go.
Right.
That thing's going to gin up as sure as hell and get out of control.
And
everybody's pushing for something.
And
we don't want to get people's hands in it. We've got to keep that.
President, if we do it like we did Vietnam, I think we can handle it now.
It has to be done. We're, you know, we have got to squeeze the Israelis. We mustn't tell anything. But we've got to squeeze them a bit, but we've got to do it only if we're going to get something from the others.
But we'll never get away with that unless we do it like we did Vietnam, get it practically settled.
Yeah.
And not let them in until the last second.
Let them in.
The Israelis.
Okay. Yeah, I see your point. Don't share it. Don't lay out something I understand by settling. I'm not referring. I mean, the idea that the Egyptians say we've got to have a permanent zone of Kosha, the thing we get is to get an interim zone.
Well, you see what...
And that should be our goal. And has some fuzzy language about them all.
You see...
The interim zone will make all the difference.
You see, you're seeing Hussein.
Yeah.
I think we're going to get the senior Egyptian, who is my counterpart, and who is the key man in foreign policy. He'll be over here the last week in February. I thought we'd take him to Camp David.
Yeah, you do that.
I'll take him.
Why don't you do this just to make it a deal that's so that it shows like little gestures. As a little gesture, which could help a great deal, you could say to the president, you're talking about it, recalling his visits to wanted him and you to have your meeting at Camp David.
Good.
As his guest.
Good.
Put it that way.
Oh, that would be.
And then you could say that you just got a message from the president. He wants you to know that this is exclusive. This is not done for many, but he feels our relations are so important. He wants you to meet Camp David.
Now that, Mr. President, is going to leak. There's no way we can keep that secret.
No problem.
After
the... Who's the problem there?
Roger, it would be a problem.
All right. Just go up there. He wanted to go up to see him. You just felt, you know, you were taking a week and an hour out.
Yes, but that will show some motions.
Should be there?
Maybe if you're there, I could take them in for 15 minutes, but...
No, what I meant is, if you wanted, if you need to cover, I could be up there. You could be up sitting. Maybe if you just came around and came up sitting. No, well, I just put it bluntly.
I think we should make it a meeting.
They want to have it.
It's been planned for 6 months, and we wouldn't get away with it anyway. By saying it was just improvised.
I understand. No, the thing to do is do it
last. So I would think that by the middle of March we can get that Middle East thing going. Now, they know something, the British know something about that Ismail visit because it was originally planned to take place in London. And we told them something about it in
Bermuda.
Are
we still thinking, incidentally, of pushing Moscow to October?
We're
pushing Moscow back to October.
It's up to you. what they would like is...
They want to be substituted. We probably aren't going to be ready to make
a point. And they want you to commit yourself to that nuclear treaty, which is one hell of a decision to make. But I promise them an answer on that. No, the breaking part of it is still the problem is the Chinese and the Europeans, but there must be some form of words we can use. But if that happened, strangely enough, we'd be better off doing it in October. If that'd be a spectacular event.
Good time.
And it would keep the Russians under control until then. They wouldn't dare to do anything to jeopardize it. Unless you feel a need to have it in June.
No need.
For a bribe.
I don't give one goddamn about the needs here. None. We're in a different ballgame now. October, frankly, the further off that. And also, I do think this. I do think it should be arranged that I take a trip to Russia again.
Next year.
Next year before the elections.
Okay.
I want you to tell the president that that's what we want. So I don't want everything on the plate this time.
Great,
important things, and I feel that I have to do that.
is that we pull out some of our forces. That will get us through this year. For the time being, what they really want from us is protection against Russia. Taiwan is subsidiary. Eventually, we may have to come to a position similar to Japan, which is that we maintain consular relations in Taiwan and diplomatic relations in Peking in return for a guarantee promised by them they wouldn't use force against Taiwan, but we hope that Chiang Kai-shek will have died before.
Japan has a consular relation in Taiwan.
Yes.
The adventure for us.
The ambassador.
Well, the thing to do is to have it built up.
But this wouldn't be, I don't see that.
The thing to do is to have it built up in American public opinion before they just got to know
it. It can't happen much before 75.
The later the better. I still show a lie could consider out of his proportion to the Japan one at least.
And let me talk to him about it.
You see my point?
What he could do is go to the UN.
He could go to the UN, we talked about that tonight. And we'd meet up there, you mean?
Oh, then in connection with that, stop in San Clemente.
Oh, but you see, I will not in 4 years go to the UN. I never want there again. I'll ask you.
But of course, it's risky if he comes to the UN. He's going to give us tough
tour. Sure.
And now, the disadvantage of having Brezhnev that in October is that he'll certainly go to the UN, but...
Oh, well, Henry, that's part of it. But I don't
care. But we shouldn't care.
Look, we always worry about that not being a problem. Never worse than it.
I think, Mr. President, from our point of view, assuming we could find a formulation on that nuclear treaty that doesn't drive the Chinese up a wall, the Russians are sufficiently eager to have it, so that if we could keep it out there in front of them until October, it would buy us good Russian behavior for the rest of the
year. I was going to ask you, what day are you planning to do for...
The 7th.
Wednesday the 7th. And you have to fly straight on to go there.
Well, I was going to go to Bangkok and spend a day there, but...
What I was thinking is this. There's a possibility that I can get away the 7th. I want to pop down one briefly on the way. That maybe you might fly with me to San Clemente and then take off from there on around.
I was going to go through Europe, but that we can
go. Oh, well, that's shorter. No.
It's shorter to Bangkok, but,
well.
But whatever you want, Mr. President, I can do.
No, I don't think it's easier. No, I
know. The only thing I wanted.
But that's
the only thing I wanted was a night, well, preferably two nights somewhere before I go into Hanoi.
Yeah.
But let me.
I was thinking that if you could go to San Clemente, have a night. See, we've got to get Hussein on Tuesday, take off the next morning, drop in at San Clemente, spend the night, and then on.
That
might be good for you.
Let me do that. Let me look into that.
We should try it.
Let me look at the schedule.
And see, we could have a chance to have a good talk on the way, and that'd be a good impression. Because, you see, as I see this weekend developing, we'll be bogged down in the heat. And then, Thursday and Friday, right?
Yeah.
Right now, he's not staying in Camp David overnight, apparently. Right now, he's eating lunch.
Because he's leaving at 8:30 the next morning, and he thought he'd rather sleep where he's got all his baggage. He would have been.
Sure. Saturday, you're going up to New York, aren't you?
I was, but I could stay Friday night and
get
David if you want.
You go to New York, take the time off. Then on Saturday and Sunday, Monday. Well, you and I then should either we got to have time on Monday, which we'll have to say to talk, or you should plan to go on the plane to San Clemente, where we can have our talk then and spend the night in San Clemente and then off the next morning. That's where to break your trip. Then from San Clemente, you can fly to Guam or halfway around.
I could easily go.
You see, you're going to knock off that way. I mean, you knock 5.5 hours right off of it at the beginning. It gets it tomorrow.
see that I
understand. If you can't do it, will you stay the time Monday?
No, and I could do it from...
anytime. I'll be free the week, but I want you to go to New York over Saturday and Sunday. You need a little time off for you, and get the hell out, break, you know, rest a little, and have a little fun. Then, on Monday, you and I can have our talk about these things, and if necessary. And if we can't make it Monday, if you can't make it Monday, we can do it on Wednesday, either, or go to New York.
No, if I go to, but if I leave from here, the easiest is to go to Bangkok, fly to Europe.
Sure.
And then fly on out from Bangkok, but I could also come in from Hong Kong, which is another less, Guam is a miserable place that you don't really address there. Because they don't give us the house you had.
Sure.
Still a 5 hour flight from Guam to Hong Kong. I'd like to be 2 hours from Hong Kong.
How about Hong Kong?
Pretty
good. Stay there, my friend, Harold Lee, that magnificent man.
Yeah.
That suite is fantastic.
Yeah, I can do that. Now, we can aim for Hong Kong. There's no reason to do it out of Bangkok.
How about my, what is it, are they a little late or something?
Yes, sir, I call them visiting at the embassy, so I asked them to be here at 5 past, which is 3 minutes from now, so in a minute or two we should get.
What time do you
have? Well, I did it by my watch, I was 2 minutes past that.
You're slow, I mean, you're fast, very slow, okay, that's
good.
That's
good, they coordinated with my watch. So there's another thing, if you could tell me that you were fed up with the way the Europeans behaved during the bombing. I told it to first train. I said we'll get the word to the gentleman. I'd appreciate it.
Well, I'll tell him, I'll appreciate it. But in the meantime, you, on the agenda items and so forth, do you want me to open that with him, or I'll say,
well,
if
you'd
like to discuss,
yeah, you can do it.
Well, you and Trent have discussed it.
I have Trent, he knows that.
So I'll set it up again, and I'll do an hour this afternoon, and come in and do it. Well, say 4 o'clock, just to be sure, 4 o'clock. And we can have it, and we'll have 4 to 5 this afternoon.
Good comment.
Excellent. And when he comes, if I'm still with those governors, you let him know, and off, that gives me an excuse.